Hi, I'm Dr. Lena Jackson Lynch here at Just Talking with Dr. Lena podcast, a weekly 15-minute podcast that highlights couples' successes and challenges. Each episode gives insight to everyday issues that brings clarity to relationship problems. This podcast also offers couple and family growth. This is the first podcast. In most episodes, you can expect me to talk directly to you. However, I plan to have a special guest at times. In this episode, I'll introduce myself. I'll tell you a little about why I pursued family science as a professional field, a little history about family science, and why family education is important today. A little about me. I am president of LJ2 Incorporated. I am a family life educator, a prepare, enrich facilitator, a family life coach, and a military veteran. I have dual master's degrees in adult education and human relations, and a PhD in family studies. I co-authored 2 journal articles and a dissertation. I've been a trainer and educator for over 20 years. My passion is helping people. What better way can we help people than through education and communication? So here's why I pursued a family science field. A few years ago, I gave thought to a new profession. In doing so, I had a choice to make. As I looked for a degree, I preferred education, leadership, organization, but I had difficulty locating role models and mentors. Therefore, the passion was not there. Looking back, I realized I was not looking in the right places. I chose family science and received a PhD in family studies. To this day and beyond, I admire education, leadership, organization, profession, no doubt, and wanted to make it work somehow in my life. I obtained dual master's degrees in adult education and human relations, along with experience and training, first line supervisors while in the military. The closest I could get to the education, leadership, and organization field in my professional life was to add a department called professional development to my business, LJ2 Incorporated, which has 2 departments, family education and professional development. I've always felt professional development started at home with please and thank you. In fact, I often look at families with younger kids, especially my own kids, when they were younger, because they brought their first speech to me and practiced. They also brought their first resume to me to review, and I remembered I had done the same with my mom. In my mind, that was an indication that kids began professional development at home. Kids become adults and already have professional development instilled in them. As you can see, my first instinct was to select professional development as my new profession. But my second choice for a professional field was family science to be exact. Being in a helping field most of my life, or I should say most of my working life, family science would fit me nicely. So now, you know a little about me and why I pursued the family science field. Let's move on to some history about family science. Interest in family science started in the early 1900s. According to the National Council on Family Relations, family science is the scientific study of families and close interpersonal relationships. I'll talk more about NCFR in a few minutes. Once I graduated with a PhD in family studies, I became a family scientist, a researcher. Other family scientists and I study families and family relationships within broader societal systems. A family scientist focuses on healthy relationships in diverse families, including family dynamics throughout the lifespan. We look at family strengths, and through those strengths, we look at how families can continue to be strong, sustainable, and self-sufficient. As a family scientist, I help prevent problems before they appear in families and apply findings in real-life situations. This helps strengthen the family. Rigorous scientific research is used in numerous methods to gather evidence to also conduct research. And this is accomplished using scientific methodologies and theories. In the Department of Human Development, Family Studies and Counseling at Texas Women's University, I selected the degree of Family Studies among Human Development, Counseling, and Marriage and Family Therapy. Looking back in history at the beginnings of family science, it took a minute to define family life education. R.K. Kirchhoff in 1964 recognized it would be difficult. Family issues existed from relationships to instructing kids about families. So the need was there, but ironing out a path to follow needed to take place. Through several researchers who reviewed family life education, it was decided to focus more on prevention, such as issues in marriages, parenting, and divorce. I thought to myself, I could do this. These researchers included family life education over the lifespan, and family life education could touch people of all ages, teaching to different facets of family life from birth to death. The goal of family education is to provide help to protect families from failing. Instead of a family failing, family life education offers preparation for handling upcoming issues in the family, handling those transitions in the family that families go through, as well as events in the family, etc. While making my final decision on my new profession, the education area in family science stood out. I was and still am most interested in working in communities, offering family education in person, virtual, or online. I have opportunities to teach in colleges and universities. However, my heart led me to the community, which opened the door for me to educate families. We covered family science. Now, let's look at what I chose to do in family science, which is family life education. We'll also look at why family life education is important today. The National Council on Family Relations, NCFR, became a professional organization giving family life education a home. Carol Darling, William Fleming, and Don Cassidy in 2009 played a big part in producing family life education curricula and professional standards. NCFR states, family life education is, and I quote, the professional practice of equipping and empowering family members to develop knowledge and skills that enhance well-being and strengthen interpersonal relationships through an educational, preventive, and strength-based approach, end quote. Meaning, the focus of family life education is prevention. Now, healthy families have the following: strong communication skills, knowledge of typical human development, good decision-making skills, positive self-esteem, and healthy interpersonal relationships. Unhealthy families fail, especially when they do not possess these qualities. While family life education and marriage and family therapy are closely related under the same academic department, the other interventions, according to Carol Darling in 1987, wrote, and I quote, "The foremost preventative measure for avoidance of family problems," end quote, "is family life education." Darling and other researchers noted several purposes for assisting families, which include prevention, education, enrichment, intervention, remediation, and therapy. All these relate to preserving and improving life through family life education. Principles of family life education were also established relating to the lifespan in individuals and families. And they include being multidisciplinary, being multi-professional, being offered in numerous settings, and being more educational than a therapeutic approach with respect to different family values. The National Council on Family Relations has a certification process set up to credential family life educators. Therefore, family life education differs from therapy, social policy, or social services. Therapy deals with the past, like depression, anxiety, and mental illness. I just want to emphasize there are differences. Family life educators' standards are nationally recognized and validate professional experience using 10 content areas. Certified family life educators have proven knowledge in each area. The areas are families and individuals in societal context, internal dynamics of families, human growth and development across the lifespan, human sexuality, interpersonal relationships, family resource management, parent education and guidance, family law and public policy, professional ethics and practice, family life education methodology. Now, family life educators are referred to as practitioners, they're referred to as educators and professionals. With the knowledge and skills family science and family life educators bring to family life, I have my hands full. I'll be using family education. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much for listening and learning about me, why I preferred family science as a professional field, a little history on family science, and why family life education is important today. You can find this week's show notes on my Buzzsprouts website, which includes links to everything mentioned in this episode. In the future, I will talk more about the field of family science. However, my next episode gives a look at communication awareness in families. What kind of relationship would we have without communication? Also, please take a moment to follow or subscribe to Just Talking with Dr. Lena on Buzzsprout. Until then, take care of yourself and your family.